What's up? Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin. We are live at the Natty Shack in Augusta, Georgia. Here with a Midas, which we've apparently taken over. I'm here with Dylan Chivalry.
Hey there, Billy.
How's it going, man? And Matt Cisneros is here with us as well.
Hey, Billy.
Just hanging out. We are about to interview Smiley Kaufman, the one and only Smiley Kaufman. So be prepared for that. Real quick, we just want to give a shout out to MVMTWatches.com. Go to MVMTWatches.com/backdoor. You'll get 15% off any watch with free shipping and free returns. Pretty much all their watches are under $200. They're good looking. They're great. If you're in a situation like we are out here where you cannot take a phone onto Augusta National, you need a good watch to be able to set meeting times with your boys, MVMTWatches.com/backdoor will get the job done for you. Again, 15% off any watch, free shipping, free returns. All right. You like your watch, boy?
You know I love my watch, Bill. I haven't taken that damn thing off.
All right, we're back with Smiley Kaufman. Smiley, how you doing, buddy?
Doing very well. Happy to be back with you boys.
Feeling good?
Yeah, feeling good.
Nothing like being here in Augusta.
Yeah, I'd rather be playing, but hanging out at the Natty Shack's the next best thing, I'd say.
It is the next best thing. It's the next best thing.
So I got a what they're calling a Natty Mussa, which is Natty Light and orange juice, and somehow is kind of amazing.
I kind of want to have one.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's kind of a nice little morning. I mean, not cracking a Natty would be the move, but a natty mosa.
It's a mimosa with natty instead of champagne. It's
I did not know this was awesome. A thing that existed.
I didn't either. Maybe one 5 minutes ago.
Is there vodka in there? Or is it just orange juice?
It's just orange juice and natty. It's pretty good, man.
Kind of tight.
So, who are you rooting for today, Smiley? A couple of your boys are in contention. It's got to be hard to pick.
I'm cheering for Jordan and Ricky, and then for JT to make a run. I think that's as simple as that.
I got to watch JT on number one today. He looked sharp.
How is he playing today?
That's the only hole I saw him on. I haven't checked the scores since I came over here, but
I bet he's making a move. I'd be shocked if he's not playing.
He started three over on the day. Is that correct?
Started the day.
So yeah. He needs to make a run.
He needs to get hot. One under today.
Okay, good.
Through how many?
If he can get to four or five, I mean, if he can get back to even, that'd be great. Make a charge tomorrow.
We were able to walk pretty much the entire course over Thursday, Friday. Having been out there and actually played it, which we have not, what were your...
And never will.
What are some... And never will. What are some of your favorite holes?
Favorite holes? I think the most challenging hole is number one. I think...
The green on one is ridiculous.
It's just really tough. I spent probably 30 minutes on that green in preparation last year, just trying to get a feel for how it's just so much touch required around that green. There's so much slope.
We saw multiple people, overshoot their target by about 2 feet and then roll 20 feet further.
Something we talked about earlier this week was that something you don't really see on TV is that the slopes out there, the undulations of the fairways. The first fairway, I mean, it is like it's straight uphill, and you don't get a feel for that until you're actually out here.
If you're standing, right on one tee or 18 green, and you look down, all the way down the hill, you're looking at the tops of the pine trees.
Right.
Like that's how much elevation change is. It's insane.
And you do not get that on the TV.
No.
The only
hole you can kind of see it on is when they show the tee shot from 18.
Right.
Like from the fairway looking back, you can really kind of tell how steep that hill is. That's the only place I've always like, oh, it's really hilly on 18, and then the rest of the course is kind of whatever. But when you get out there, it's freaking hilly.
I think one, as a complete hole, especially having watched 9 pairings play this morning, was the most intimidating to me. Like, I would shoot a 20.
Well, something about the hole, if you don't...
You got to hit that fairway.
If you don't match your tee shot, your approach is you're on an uphill slope. You have to get it up on that top surface, you have to, I mean, it seems... Well,
you got to get a hold of it.
For the average golfer, you just can't do it.
Well, I mean, the odds of me even landing on the fairway.
You're not even an average golfer, so.
Right, I'm a below average golfer.
Yes.
It could be argued.
All right, here's an ongoing discussion that my friends and I have every major, basically. You take an average shitty golfer, which we all are, obviously excluding you in this conversation, If I were to go out there, and let's say I'm a 15 to 18 handicap, which is probably about accurate, what am I shooting at Augusta National?
So, just to clarify, so 15 to 18, you're shooting low 90s, high 80s?
Yeah.
In a major championship?
I'll go out to Augusta National right now, right, current conditions.
Okay, are we talking today's or yesterday's conditions?
Let's talk today's.
Okay, so this
let's
is
talk today. So the wind is down.
As easy as it'll get friendly out there today.
Yeah.
I'll give you today. I'd probably say you'd shoot 110.
Okay.
So that puts me somewhere in the 140 to 150 range.
Like, 20 more. That's
you know, the thing is, like, it depends. Like, if you're a 15, 18 handicap and have a and your strength of your game is short game, I think you got a better chance. But, like, if you're
– okay.
You know what I mean? Like, on that golf course, it's more – are all around the green. So if
yeah.
like, you have a better short game than the other 15 handicapper, then you gotta, you'll shoot 10 shots less.
I'm a solid you know ball I mean? Striker, but I have a horrendous short game.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, I could see you getting onto the greens.
One, like 130.
You'd struggle.
I would struggle.
You'd struggle. Yeah, but you know struggle. What I mean? Like, because on that golf course, it's completely different. Because, like, it's tee to green, you can get around. Like, it's not like a place where you got hay and water hazards every off every corner.
Yeah,
you can get a tee to green fairly, not easy, but you know, like not as hard as any another golf course. It's just all around the greens. It's so difficult.
Yeah, the greens are insane. Did I let you answer the question of your favorite hole?
12.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was cool. heading that way.
12 is cool. We watched quite a few people play 12 as well.
My favorite hole from a spectator standpoint so far, I think
12,
is
isn't it?
I think it's 16.
Okay.
The par three.
That's a rowdy crowd, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. They get into it.
So two things with that. My boys last year, they always talking about the bathroom off of 16, how hype it was in the bathroom.
Like, yes, like, we went in there yesterday.
Going, like, just, it's like super hype in there. Everybody's going ham.
It's yeah, no, it's me. Really exciting. And the staff in there, they keep it moving and they keep it fun. It's actually pretty fun.
They get into it.
Yeah.
On Sunday last year, I remember Jordan hit a shot pretty close, about 8 feet. And kind of looked like he was going in for a second. And I remember, I'll always remember the crowds, how nuts they were going. Just like, I was like, this doesn't seem like an Augusta crowd. Like, these people were going insane, like yelling, screaming. Felt the ground, like, shaking. That's how
right.
loud it was.
Yeah.
Not as tame as the rest of the course. And it's because they've got the view of two greens.
And
one tee box,
and the booze right? Are close too.
Well, sitting by the green at 16 is what I'm talking about. If you,
oh,
it's
okay,
like
you.
It's like the most picturesque, except for Amen Corner, I would say. But I think it's set up for spectators a little bit better than
yeah,
Amen
yeah.
Corners. You can't, you know, you only buy the tee box at number 12.
And yeah, there are concessions right there, which
yeah,
there
which
helps.
Yeah, yeah,
which helps.
I think it's awesome. So,
what else? Okay, so you've been in contention before, in the Masters. Everybody probably asked you this question, but we want to know just like what is that pressure like? What is it like being in a late round right up there, top of the leaderboard?
That's fun, man. It's funny. I was watching the coverage yesterday a little bit, and it was actually 16. Phil was hitting a shot off into the green on 16, and I'm like, man, those crowds are huge, and like. But last year, I didn't think the crowd, like, you just don't notice. Like,
right, yeah.
You just don't realize how big the crowds are. The only time I realized how big the crowds were was walking from the range, getting off the golf cart and going to the first tee, and just, like, thousands of people.
Yeah, that's
just,
when
like,
you can really see.
Like, and, you know,
there's
you
a
got
mob up there.
You know, you got security guards all around you walking to the putting green. I was like, fuck, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, that was the one thing that has surprised me the most, other than the fact that, I mean, it's like everybody will say this, but you just can't, it's not something you can really understand or describe until you've actually been out there. But the amount of people
yeah,
is crazy.
Insane.
Like,
my brother asked, I was actually asking him the other day about Sunday, about spectating. He was like, man, I was like, how was that on Sunday? Like, were you able to see anything? He's like, no, it's terrible. I couldn't see anything. He's like, that sucks.
Damn it, that does not bode well for us tomorrow.
We got to get out there early.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do.
You just got to go to a hole you like and just camp out there, man. That's the best you can do on Sunday.
Yeah, that's why we kind of spent the first 2 days, you know, trying to cover as much ground as we could and see as much of the course as we could.
You know, if I were you, it's either go to, I think the best spot to be is on 13 Because you can watch guys tee off too on 14, and you get to watch guys hit shots into the green on 13.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got a good chance of something happening on either 13 or 15.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, the other thing that
12's
been...
12's good too. You can get 11 green.
12 is, well, we spent quite a bit of time on 12 already. The thing that has been really cool is that you can hear the roars from pretty much anywhere on the course, so you know anytime something awesome has happened.
Yeah.
Like, but then I immediately am like, God damn it, why are we not over there?
Or
what?
Be like, fuck. Oh, let's check our phone and see you made that birdie away.
Oh, wait,
we don't
have
our phone.
Yeah, that part kind of sucks. But,
so you got to ask the old guy with the radio on.
Right.
Hey, bud, what'd you hear?
Well, the course, we talked about this too already, but the holes seem like kind of right on top of each other. It's so well set up for spectators. You can bounce around so easily. That's why I think kind of
you
the crowd sound.
Though, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's
oh, of
a
course.
Tough walk.
Oh, my back is fucking killing me.
Your back?
Yeah, my lower back.
All that.
That's your hamstrings.
All
dog.
The slopes.
Stretch those out.
I got problems.
Yeah, stretch out your hammies. You got tight
problems.
Hammies, man. Tight hammies.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your partnership with Natty Light, with Natural Light, which is why we're out here. It seems like such a perfect fit for both parties, which is something that I feel like happens very rarely, especially with golfers. Like, you know what I mean? It just feels like it works.
Yeah, it is.
How did that come to pass?
You know, I think their target, you know, golfer or target, you know, person they were looking for was, you know, somebody kind of younger generation and
a fun guy.
I would say, you know, I think fun probably fits the category. you know, I think they were kind of looking for somebody from the South, you know, SEC ties. You know, I kind of check off all the boxes there. So
for me,
it was, you know, like I drank Natty Light in college and was like, well, I mean, I can still keep drinking it. So.
We
have a couple Natty Light and Anheuser-Busch people watching us like hawks right now. So we got to make sure we nailed that last question.
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to the AB folks.
We couldn't end this interview without me bringing up John Peterson, who is a good friend of yours.
Yeah, he is.
A fellow PGA Tour player, LSU alum like you.
Has to be discussed.
It has to be discussed. And as you know, we have this ongoing feud.
you and him is we, not me. I'm not involved in this in any way.
John Peterson. Now, the guy chirps at me nonstop on social media.
Oh, he'll chirp at anyone. He ain't scared.
No, he...
aggressive social media game.
I'll say some. Yeah, I'll tweet something just totally. You know, it's a nothing tweet. Like about what I'm doing that day, and you'll be like, oh, that's neat. Like okay, John. Anyway, I bring him up. John recently got married.
Heck yeah, dude.
John recently announced via video. What was it?
He's having a boy.
He's having a boy.
He did the classic golf ball filled with blue or pink powder.
And he just mashed it off the tee.
I don't think that ever gets old.
Dude, like, my brother-in-law did it.
So great.
And I was like, I was the guy who was forced to film it.
I'll do the same thing.
It's awesome. It's a good way to do it. It's a good way to do it.
Here's my question. Is there a guy more unfit for fatherhood than John Peterson?
I think he's going to be one heck of a dad. I really do.
You have to say that, though.
No,
he doesn't. I don't think he does. This is a real answer.
I think John's going to be awesome. I really do. He's, you know, he'll have a great, you know, he's such a fun guy, and I think he'll have, you know, just be able to bond with pretty much whatever. You know, it's funny watching him and the dogs. Like, he loves those dogs.
All right.
I think he's going to do a good job. I really do.
You're off the hook this time, Peterson.
You were hoping for a slightly different answer. Though,
I wanted his boy to just...
He's my boy, dog. I ain't throwing shade at Pete.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it then. I'll throw shade at him.
Well, you're doing. He has mastered the art of the sarcastic tweet.
He's a cool story bro kind of guy.
Yeah,
like he just...
Yeah.
But without saying it.
Which is actually pretty clever.
It makes you feel stupid.
And
I think it's hilarious. I love that he dogs you.
And as we all know, it's really hard to come back from a cool story, bro. A well-placed, well-played cool story, bro.
You're right. You're right. Like, that'll be the ones where you're just sitting there with your thumbs just ready to go and you got nothing.
Nothing.
So you just got to respond with a dumb gif. That's it. That's all you can do in that situation. Smiley, thanks so much, man, for joining us.
Yeah.
We
really
appreciate
the
time. And we're looking forward to drinking with you out here the rest of the day at Natty Shack.
Yeah.
Smiley Kaufman, thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.